Now, a closer look at the news and issues affecting you. The Midday News with Herb Weisbaum on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Sure hope you're having a good Friday and enjoying this beautiful weather, and thank you so much for spending part of your day with us here on Como. Well, the deal doesn't officially close until Monday, but Amazon has been quick to tease customers with the big changes coming to Whole Foods. There are plans to cut prices on various food staples, and Amazon Prime members will see special savings and in-store benefits. I want to talk about the new Whole Foods with Myro Kopic. He's a marketing professor at San Diego State University.
Good afternoon, Herb.
Boy, it sounds like Amazon was working hard in the background to be ready for the first day of ownership.
Amazon's always been ready. I think when they looked to buy a retailer, they couldn't have had a better choice than Whole Foods at this point.
And they're certainly getting a lot of attention by announcing there's going to be price rollbacks. I don't think I've ever had a sentence with the word price cuts and Whole Foods in the same sentence before.
That's true. I mean, I think one of the challenges with Whole Foods is that, you know, people used to nickname it Whole Paycheck. But people are very committed, and people who are looking at locally sourced or organic products, you know, Whole Foods is the holy grail. And so it's a well-known brand, very respected brand, and people who shop there are passionate about why they shop there.
We all know that Amazon is willing to take a loss on an enterprise for a long, long time, looking way into the future, unlike most businesses in this country. So they could very well sell things at a loss at Whole Foods and be very fine with that for a while.
They certainly will. In fact, if they are really going to take pricing down, clearly, you know, Whole Foods has a whole infrastructure that needs to be revamped. And by taking the pricing down, it's going to really trim the margins. Whole Foods has some of the biggest margins in the grocery trade. And by being price competitive, they'll be at near a loss for the foreseeable future. But clearly, Jeff Bezos has the patience to win the long game.
Doesn't seem like Amazon is interested in being a brick-and-mortar retailer per se, so obviously the grand plan is to work this all into the online experience. What kind of ways might they do that?
Well, you know, Amazon is actually testing grocery locations where people actually can pick up. So not only do they have the Amazon stores in different places, like in San Diego, for example, where they are really promoting their technology like the Alexa and Amazon Kindle, but they are testing grocery locations. And in that process, they decided this is why they needed to acquire a current grocery chain. So it's going to be a hand-in-glove process, and then they're going to really work aggressively to improve the cost structure and provide that delivery, since especially you have 460 Whole Foods stores around the country, and they could serve as bases also to send groceries locally to consumers.
So not only will they offer special deals to Prime members, but they could use these as bases of operations for people who order online to get the deliveries there quickly to them.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's been speculation that this is an opportunity to increase the Prime membership, but consumers for loyalty programs at a grocer, they join these loyalty programs for free. And so all of a sudden, if, you know, the speculation is that Amazon might increase their Prime membership, that may or may not set well with consumers on the whole.
Do you expect other supermarket chains to start discounting some more or running bigger sales or promotions in order to combat the competition from Amazon running Whole Foods?
I think what they're going to do, and I think some of the guys that are going to get squeezed, for example, might be Sprouts, who sells a lot of local and organic products at a fairly inexpensive price point. They're going to be more squeezed. What's going to happen is it's going to force a Kroger or a Safeway and those organizations actually to offer more organic products at a fairly competitive price to make sure that as that whole side of the business becomes more important to a consumer, they have more choice. And that'll be competitive to Amazon as well, because there's only so many options, and consumers still like to touch and squeeze produce.
We sure do. Myro Kopic is a marketing professor at San Diego State University. Thanks so much for shopping with us today.
Thanks, Herb.